Hello.
Hello, yeah, hi. A very good morning, Mr. Stewart. This is James from eBay.
Yeah, James.
Department. How are you doing today?
Hello, okay.
Well, good to hear that. My God bless you. So, I believe that you have, is it a good time to talk to you, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Okay, so, at the moment, so as I have a word with you yesterday regarding some payments which has been made from your eBay account around
$290. But what I'm saying, James, I do not have an eBay account.
No problem, yeah, we have to check it as we have found some illegal activities. We have found some people actually who are misusing your information on eBay. They're trying to make this kind of payments in behalf of you without your prime knowledge and without your authorization, right? So,
yep.
You do one thing. Do you have any devices at your place at the moment, compatible device, like as a computer, laptop, any device?
But I don't use it. The only thing I use computer for is to pay my bank bills.
Okay.
And I don't use it for anything else, and I only keep it for records. Hmm. You know, like how my rent and everything like that. And I have not used this now. Because I'm missing hospital and everything else, so I haven't had a chance to use it for probably a couple of weeks.
Oh, Jesus.
But I do not go on the internet on that at all. I only go to my own private notebook page.
Okay. Let me just try to get you connected with the main server of eBay, secure server, which will help us to detect the problem actually which you're facing.
Well, who's the server?
Sorry? It was an eBay secure server. Alright, which will help us to generate the security ID for you, as well as the cancellation address. We will generate it. And we will check actually what was the problem you're facing. As our server have found, there are 25 hackers who are actually doing this kind of illegal things. Did I mean 25 hackers? Yes.
Yeah, there hasn't been any money coming out of my account.
Yeah, just because of we have made a temporary hold on it, as I have told you yesterday, that when we have found that order fraudulent, we have made a hold on it. So, without wasting any further time, let's just go ahead and check who the people they are and how they are getting your information and how your personal information was been getting exposed to them so that we can put a block on it, right? And at the meantime, can you please give me a second? Let me just have a word with my anti-fraud department manager. Right. Could you, at the meantime, just try to be in front of the computer and try to turn it on. Have you ever visited any online platforms like as Amazon, eBay?
No.
You have not, right?
Okay. Yeah, the only person I've dealt with is Global Direct, and I do it over the phone.
Got it.
And I haven't bought anything off of Global Direct for ages.
No need to be worried about it. Whatever the missing is happening with you. We will check and try to figure it out. So, in your computer, do you have any browser like as a Google?
I would not have a clue, mate. I got this just for my own personal use. I don't use it for. I've never been on the internet. I don't know how to use it.
Like you're not that much good.
I'm 70 years of age, mate. These are all new toys to me, and I don't. The only thing I go on there. The only thing I've got on here is,
In that case, we both need to be very patient. I guess it was going to take few minutes, because I guess you're not that much good in this kinds of things, right?
No, I'm not.
Don't
worry
about it. Okay.
Okay, so I've opened it.
Yeah, do you have any... Take your time.
It's still raining, mate.
Okay. No problem.
Okay. See, the only thing I go to Stuart Files. That's my file. And that's the only thing I've ever used.
Okay. And do you have any browsers like Google, Firefox, any browser?
All I got here is Recycle Bin, Microsoft Edge.
Open the Microsoft Edge.
Yeah. Do you want me to click on that?
Yeah, give a click on it. And once you give a click on it, do you see something called Search for Web? Any small magnifying glass, white long search panel over there. Search.
Yeah, search you need a web address.
Lovely. Now type in over there, letter I as in apple.
Hang on, I have to go in there, do I?
Yeah, type in over there.
Okay, now what did you say?
It's type letter A as in alpha.
A?
Then letter N as in November, letter N.
N, yeah.
Then letter Y as in yellow.
Yeah, Y.
Then letter D as in doctor, letter D.
D?
D, yes. Then
D or B?
No, letter D as in dog, letter D.
Oh, yeah, D, yeah.
Then letter E as in Edward, letter E.
E.
The letter S as...
Hang on, it's not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on, wait a minute. It's got maximum security. Come on.
Okay, is there any option called cancel?
Yeah, I cancel that. All right, so now I got A.
A. Then N.
A.
N as in November, letter N.
A-N-Y-D-E-N.
S, after E, type letter S as in Sam.
S, yeah.
Then type letter K as in Kingdom.
K.
Now, just hit the Enter key from your keyboard.
Enter.
Yep.
Okay, it's come up. You're not connected.
So you're not connected to the internet. Just check the internet connection. I guess your laptop or your computer is not connected with the Wi-Fi.
I don't know. It says you're not connected because I never use it.
Oh, you have never used it.
No. So,
like, is there any Wi-Fi connection of yours?
I've got a Wi-Fi connection, but it's, where was the phone? Because everything, as far as that's concerned, is on my phone.
Oh, is in your phone, right? Okay.
Yeah, hang on, I'm on the phone now. Yeah, I'm looking at my phone now, so you've got it here. When I ring Global Director Inc, I ring them through my phone, place the order, they take it out of my bank, and now I get it delivered. That's it. That's the only thing I've ever done.
Okay, I've got it. And the cell phone which you have, it's Android or it's Apple?
Android.
It's an Android phone. Okay. And apart from this cell phone, do you have any landline, any like...
No landlines.
No,
landlines at all. No.
Oh, okay, got it. Do one thing. As your computer is not connected with the internet, right? You do one thing. Put this call on a speaker. Put me on a speaker in your cell phone.
Okay, on speaker.
Yep.
You alright?
Yes. Have you put this call on a speaker?
Yes.
Can you hear me properly?
Yes.
All right, it sounds good. Now, look on the bottom. Do you see a home button? Just press it and come back to your normal home screen where you will got to see all of your icons like camera, galleries, photos, calendars.
Oh, hang on. Wait a minute.
Take your time.
I don't know. You hear it right there? I don't know what's happened here. I just put out a crease. I went back to my page in a minute. Hang on. It keeps dark and it cut me out. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm still here. I'm listening to you.
Yeah, well, the phone's going back to my one. It says swipe on.
Okay, it says swipe on. Do you see all of your icons, like camera?
No, I haven't seen all of the icons. I've got my this cannot opposite the here we go. Yes, okay, I've got that.
Okay, lovely. Now, do you see all of your icons, camera, galleries, photos, calendars? I just want you to search for Play Store, P-L-A-Y.
Play Store, yes, I've got it.
Lovely. Just simply open it.
I open it, yes, okay.
All right, lovely, you're doing too good. Now, look on the top. Do you see a search panel where you can type something?
It says search for apps.
Search for apps and games, right?
Yeah, you want me to tap on it?
Type in any desk, yes.
Okay, yeah. It's got casino games free, machine bonus, poker machines free, games, Orion, and Westpac.
Okay, do you see on the top where it says search for apps and games? Give a click on it.
Yes. Click on it?
Yes, click on it.
Okay, got a green thingy pop up.
All right, now type in. Do you see your keyboard came up, right, for typing?
Yeah.
All right, type in over there, letter A as in apple.
A.
Then letter N as in November.
N.
Then letter Y as in yellow.
Y.
Then letter D as in doctor.
D.
Then letter E as in Edward.
E.
Then letter S as in Sam.
S.
Then letter K as in King.
K.
Lovely. Now, could you please read it back to me?
Any desk, yes.
Any desk, yes. Now, look on the right-hand side, bottom corner. Do you see something called Go or something called Search? Just give a click on it.
I got a blue circle with a cat.
Okay. Give a click on
search.
It? Yes, hit it.
Okay, he's searching. Alright.
Now, you will got to see a page came up called AnyDesk Remote Desktop Application.
Yes.
A red color icon with a diamond shape on it, right?
Instead of what?
Okay, give a click on it.
Click on it. Yeah, okay.
Now, do you see any option called install on the right-hand side? Install.
Yes, install, yeah.
Lovely. Give a click on install.
Install.
Yep.
Okay, it's installing.
All right. Once the application will be going to completely install, you will got to see an option called open. Once you see any open option, just knock.
Yeah, it's already open, yeah.
Lovely. Give us a open it, yes.
Yes, I've opened it.
Okay.
What's the open? Bottom it's still open.
Okay, all right. Just take your time.
All right, it's got
privacy policy.
License. Eh?
This is something called privacy policy. Have you opened it?
Hang on, I've got a phone call coming in.
Okay.
Can I answer it?
Don't answer it.
Don't. It's my message from the hospital.
Oh, it's from the hospital, then receive it. Then answer the phone call.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
No, yeah,
Answer the phone call.
Yeah, I'm trying to answer.
Or you can hang up the line. You can have a conversation with them. Let me just give you a call back.
All right.
Okay, because this is an important call, right? Maybe that could be important.